Hey everybody, this is Jenny Jam from Fret Sisters, reminding you to hit that follow button up on top and follow us on social media at Fret Sisters on IG and at Fret Sisters on Facebook. We got a lot of good interviews and topics coming up, so do that. Peace.
Love our Fret Tea Talk? Make sure you follow us for our latest episode. And all you need is your favorite drink and grab a seat, because our Fret Tea Talks will never miss a beat.
Welcome to Between Frets, a space where female musicians meet and discuss all things music. And today we have a Fret Tea Talk episode. Yay! I'm going to introduce everybody because it's been a while, right? Yay! What season is this again?
Eight.
Okay. We got Shorn Marshall.
Hello.
Autumn Karen Strings.
Hello.
And we got LaCole Rose.
Hello.
And me, Jenny Jam. Today we are going to talk about the common AI disadvantages. So, okay, let's go for it.
First, there's so much with this topic, and I've been doing some research, and I've been listening, and we've been using it, and the disadvantage in music can be to musicians that with copyrights, and you know, like for instance, I'm going to use a couple of artist names like Drake, The Weeknd, for instance, and Paul McCartney. Example, Paul McCartney had wrote a song, say, in 2013. Meanwhile, other members of the Beatles have passed on. But they're using their, like, voice recognition. They're using voice recognition, facial recognition, and to recreate something very similar to the original artist. And I was reading up on that. It's not really perfect yet, but I'd give it a couple of years, and it's going to be, I think the generation, I did mention this yesterday, the generation, the alpha generation, the younger folks, the younger children now, in about 5 to 10 years when they're teenagers and older, I don't think they care if the music is authentic or if it's AI generated. They just, and you have Michael Jackson, who has passed on, singing The Weeknd. You have Drake. It's not even Drake, but everybody, I mean, they're getting millions of streams off of AI. And a lot of people are like, well, we don't mind. You know, millions of streams off of AI. So I think that's happening today with artists. That could be a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. That they could recreate you and they don't need you. They don't have to pay you.
There are some people or some organizations and some celebrities that are speaking against it and hopefully putting, you know, regulation on something like that with the copyright and, you know, taking somebody's image, somebody's voice, who owns that,
mm-hmm.
how they can actually, you know, do that. I don't know if anyone has more information on that, like how they're fighting for it, how they're fighting for the rights that it won't go, you know, to somebody else.
Not only in music, right now, that's what was the holdup with the actor strike. AI is touching every facet of the entertainment industry. And as far as right now, y'all know I love Cher, so I'm gonna speak on it. Cher just did an interview speaking on how there's a song that, Madonna did, were now a duet between her and Madonna.
Really?
And as even a couple, it's growing or advancing so rapidly that this summer, you could tell the difference. Now it's improved so much. We're like, hey, did they do this duet? It sounds better already. So, and they're fighting against it by suing for their likeness, suing for their voice. 5 to 10 years is kind of too close, because there are music lovers and musicians who are like, hey, I want authentic music. I don't like this. And I think people who just like listen to music, you know, just to listen to, but true music lovers who enjoy collecting, listening, going to concerts, are fighting against AI. Because not only is it taking away your musical experience, it's taking away from the musicians, it's taking away from being authentic. Because as of right now, even though they can duplicate the sound, they can't duplicate the feel of the music. It still sounds kind of synthetic and robotic. Mm-hmm. They're using the same notes. They're regurgitating the same feel of everything. It's like if everyone came out and they sounded like the beginnings of auto-tune. It all sounds like that. There's no music. And I think that's going to take a little bit to tweak. But those, like I said, those who really want new music and authentic music and want to see people shredding on AI, on videos, on IG, and want to see people singing and doing runs and just having the soul in their voice, I don't think that's going to go away in 5 to 10 years.
Do you think artists later, maybe in 5 and 10 years, will embrace AI? So just say somebody comes up with an AI track, Cher, Madonna, or whoever, XNX, and that track becomes really popular, but it comes to a point where the artist will be like, okay, we'll just let that go, but I'm getting a certain amount of residuals or royalties or whatever. Do you think it'll get to that point, maybe, you know, with everybody doing that?
I think that's the difference. Unfortunately, I think hip hop will run with this trend quicker than people who listen to rock, jazz, R&B, and things like that. That's harder to duplicate. So I think, you know, the 808s and the you know, the bops and things like that, I think those are easy to copy, not to be, you know, quote unquote, not saying it's easy work, but I'm saying it's easier to put a boom clack and rap over that, mm-hmm. to, you know, shred or to do some jazz chords and make it sound good. You can put that together, even if you sound robotic, if you put a slight little auto-tune on that, that can be a new song. Because that's how everyone thought that was new, because that's how they sound anyway. They alter their voices so much, you don't know, you know what I'm saying? So I think that might go quicker. I think that might take 5 to 10 years. I think people will want to go to, you know, concerts and hear music, because not everyone likes hip hop.
Right. Now that's what I was saying, like they're going to do, say, Kurt Cobain and Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
And these artists that are no longer with us.
Yeah.
When I say 5 or 10 years, it's because I do teach music to a younger generation, and I'm not, you know, from some millennials, but the alpha, these are the ones that are under 10 years old. So in 5 or 10 years, it's going to be, they're growing up with this. So they're accepting it. So right now it's moving quickly.
Yeah, it is.
And so, you know, we made it, but even now if you watch a concert, they're using it. Do you notice that singers are not even, they're all singing over their tracks. And you don't really see a full band all the time on the stage. And they're even using a lot of, computers along with music now. And we're like, okay, so if we're accepting it now, it's like the foot in the door syndrome, like with Napster years ago. You're like, wait a minute, we're streaming everything. It doesn't go away. It just, we accept it. So I was talking to some of the kids that I teach, and they're like, they don't mind, they'll buy it. So that's their market. So that's why I say 5 or 10 years, we're gonna be like, wow, that's, just look at DJs today. A DJ could fill a whole stadium. No musicians, just a DJ. And they're using, they're not using albums, they're using their technical way of playing music, and it's all programmed. So I think this is where we're heading. I don't think it's gonna slow down.
I mean, I don't think it will slow down. I mean, you're right about that. I mean, younger generation, like the millennials at this point are all 35 and up. So they're totally out of this conversation for the most part, unless you are in that hip hop or that music business. I think that this was, it's the Z generation, Alpha generation, whatever they're called.
Yeah, Gen Z and the Alpha. The Alphas are like, say, you know, the kids under 12. They're the ones that love Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
And then you have the Gen Zs. They're in their 20s, you know, teens and 20s. Because I talk to them. And what I think is going to have to happen, say we're all going to, if someone uses our likeness for AI, I'm wondering if we're going to have to, or the record companies or even individual artists, are we going to have to copyright our likeness or have some kind of protection so that we get residuals or payment because AI is using our likeness and our voice?
You're going to have to. And it's in the facts now. That was, like I said, that was the whole fight that lasted 120 days for the act, because they're already were complaints of them. You know how they have like background actors? Those, some of them were already AI generated. And they're like, this is going to come to us. Because I think there's one actress now that's suing because, and Tom Hanks as well, I don't know if he's suing, but there's a commercial with Tom Hanks that was pulled where they use his likeness and his voice. And he's like, hey, that's not me. And so he's like, y'all, that's not me. And so the actress is suing. So I think it's going to either come to people started suing for them to act, either you're going to have to get an ironclad contract. Like, hey, if you do a song, if you do a movie, if you do a cover of an album, that's going to have to be in your contract. And like you say, after a while, and maybe 5 to 10, 20, 25 years, you're not going to be able to opt out of that. Then it's going to come down to, you can't opt out, but then it's going to come to, since you can't opt out, here's the amount of money that you're going to get. Then it's going to come a monetary fight. Okay, if you use my likeness, instead of paying me $1,000, you know, or $500, it's going to start off low, maybe $10 per use, you're going to have to start paying me $500 more use. Then it's going to become a money fight. So as you say, it always elevates. So we need to get it at the ground level right here to say, hey, yeah, we know it's coming. We know it's going to be here, but let's push this back from 5 or 10 years. Let's push it back maybe to 50. Let's slow this down. You know what I mean? Because after a while, you're going to have to be a doggone computer tech to make music. You know
they're
what
doing
I mean?
Them. Yeah. Say, so it's a parody. Say it's Jenny Jam. Now, Jenny Jam is an artist, and she's through, you know, she has her publishing, her copyrights, and all of that. But they're going to use Jenny Jam AI. So Jenny Jam is going to have, it's going to have to say AI Jenny Jam. How does she get paid for that? So, because it's really fair use as a parody. You know, we're not talking about, you know, the Marvin Gaye family and Ed Sheeran anymore. This is past that.
It's simple for me. Like, I write books and I'm really into audiobooks. And right now there are sites that you can go to. They're like, hundreds of names of people who lend their voices. So say they can be a Jenny Jam, a Shorna, a LaCole, an Autumn, and you lend your voice to this site and you have to speak maybe a paragraph or two paragraphs. The more paragraphs you read or speak, the more they can get the annotation and the tone of your voice. So say you do 5 paragraphs and they'll say, hey, I'll listen to this. I like LaCole's voice. So what they'll use, they'll buy your voice for $100, you get amount of that, and they can do a whole audiobook. It's called LaCole Rose. So when you got the cover of your audiobook, it'll say read by LaCole Rose AI, read by Jenny Jam AI. They're using your voice already for that.
Right.
I think the most people that are going to be affected by this would be the top celebs like Drake, like the Beatles, because those sell. So I think as an indie artist, I think we'll be okay for a bit until this thing gets out of control. But I think it's more the bigger artists that are making a lot of money, and their record companies or their backup has the money, I guess, to stop this. So hopefully they'll be the ones, like you said, to slow this down.
I mean, you know, the top 10, 20% of the artists who were speaking of the Drakes, you know, the Cardi B's and things of that nature. But now everyone was their indie. Like, you can become pretty big if you catch a vibe off of these social media sites. So I think after a while, like you say, it may hit the big people first because they have the money to fight it. But who's to say that LaCole Rose has the money to fight you taking my likeness and my music that I put, that's original, that I put on IG? They'll say, well, hey, here's $10,000 or here's $100,000 to pay off your home. Let us have this. I think that's a bigger issue maybe for us because we don't have the money or the funding to fight it.
Do you guys think that the artists, the main artists, the big ones, will they have to patent their voice through their record company so that they can get the money? Because like I said, it seemed like it's fair game for someone to say, it's generated. It's not you, but it sounds like you.
Like Tina Turner, she sold all her rights before she passed. So she got $250 million, but she sold everything. So anything that pops off now, her family doesn't get that. So who's to say they can't make a whole new Tina Turner album?
That's where I feel like the regulations are going to come in with the government, just like the streaming, you know, the government came in as far as all that, you know, putting regulation and laws down to protect the owner of whoever created this and that on music. So I feel like eventually the likeness, an image, a person will have to, instead of just copywriting this and copywriting that and trademarking this, you're actually going to be doing yourself. Just to protect yourself. But I want to hear Shorn, because you have a lot of music out.
To be honest, okay, there's way I can do AI in a good way and there's AI do bad thing. But in a disadvantage of that, I really don't like how AI has put an effect on musicians or anybody in the entertainment industry, in my personal opinion. I was like Googling while we was in here discussing about this whole thing. And I'm afraid, like, now since the copyright law, like the copyright protection, it does not extend to non-human creators. So if they take your voice and you didn't even copyright whatever it is with your sound, your voice or anything like that, you is SOL on that. I really like to know how we can put a protection against AI in the future basis. So I'm still going through research, trying to figure out why do AI wants to, you know, why people want to be lazy being creative. And if you know how to play an instrument, use that as part of your creative process. Come up with ideas with different ways. But why you have to use AI for? There might be some easy, what, like shortcut ways to use AI in certain areas. But when you actually being creative about things by using your DAW, playing actual keys, playing actual guitar, bass, or any other real instruments. And also songwriting, for instance. There are different programs for people that get stuck on writing lyrics. There's like Lyric Studio Pro, and there's now Melody Studio Pro, and those that you create your chord progression there, and they come up with a melody of how you're going to sing it. And there are lyrics from Studio Pro that actually like, okay, I am coming up with one line, I'm stuck. And they have a whole bunch of other lines based on the vibe of the song. I'm sitting here like, okay, maybe I can use that just, you know, if I get stuck on like a line or two. But not the whole damn song. Come on now. There's too many other programs now that's being building up. Like Jen, you and I also do like video editing. There's parts of features in our programs and Adobe Premiere Pro, and there's also PowerDirector. They have these AI parts of features that we can use, like if there's AI restorations, using like clearing up all the noise from audio and stuff like that. That's the only thing I can be able to use. If I clear any all the background noise and stuff like that, that's the only thing I'm gonna use, because I don't want to do too much extra editing, EQ and everything. But those are the like the good things that we can actually be able to use. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the other programs that people want to use the program for an entire song that's not really original lyrics that they wrote themselves. There is a anime on Netflix, and I'm gonna preach about this one a little bit more about is Carol and Tuesday. This anime deals with two girls. They actually create music together, but it did not use any AI. There's other musicians, artists, and stuff like that. They do in the competition and stuff like that. The whole planet in Mars, everything has been using AI. So those two girls are like the only one that was not using AI when they creating their music. But there's like AI songwriters, there's AI like producers, and everything is like controlled all in this one big computer. It's like you show up in a studio. They even do like AI vocal coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And me as a vocal coach, I am appalled with that. Because I be teaching my singing students, and I was like, tell them, I don't want you to be highly technical on your singing. I usually teach the emotional aspects behind the song. What is the reason why this writer wants to create something that emotional? It can be happy. When you sing happy, if the song behind the song is happy, be happy. If the song is sad, be sad. It's about connecting. It has to be connecting with the audience. You have to be real emotionally with your audience. But if you're sitting here singing like a robot, you ain't got no soul or anything like that, there won't be no connection. The audience will not connect you. They're not going to feel you. So, in my opinion, I really don't like it. I really don't like AI at all in my entire life, but only in certain small little situations, just little small ones, but not the whole entire time, just to take away your originality, your own personality, everything that is coming, that is not really coming from the real self.
You say not your real self and little bitty things. I think that's where we become complacent, because it all starts as a little bitty seed that's planted. Because, you know, before we used to have to cook everything on a stove. Now we microwave everything. Now you don't even have to drive yourself. Just hop in your car and do it. Now, like you say, you don't need a voice coach. Just go in here. You don't have to know how to sing. We can pitch and put your voice everywhere you need to go. Just get in there and look good. So I think it's us being complacent when everything instant, and don't have to work for anything. Because after a while, it's like, you don't have to just get up and stand there. We're going to put you down this assembly line. It's going to dress you. It's going to do this, da 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 da. You're going to get where you need to go. You don't have to worry about anything. So I think it's us as a people in general that need to, I don't like it's not going to happen, but you know, to say, slow down. Let's just, it seems archaic, but at least there's feeling behind it, like Shorn said.
I believe that some people are creating music with AI. They don't have to learn how to read music. They don't have to learn how to play an instrument. It's all on a computer. They're downloading and they're creating this music. Maybe we may say, wow, we want to have that natural feeling and emotions from a person. But who's really going to be buying this music in 5 to 10 years? Like I said, the generation that's the younger generation, it seems like they don't mind. And they're the ones that can be like, hey, you guys, well, this is what we like, so we're gonna buy into it. And I'm talking about the young folks. So give it 5 or 10 years, like we were saying. I watched a little boy. He was probably about 7 or 8 years old. He created on AI, on his computer, a whole song in like 15 minutes. And I said, wow. So that's that generation, that's what they're doing. Just a sidebar. If you pick up the phone, like there's a lot of scammers. This is, you know, I'm digressing slightly. You pick up the phone and someone says, hey, can you hear me? And you go, yeah, I can hear you. He'll use your voice to scam you.
Yeah. So in closing, I guess if you all ever saw that movie Barbarella, where the guy went to the future and he... Or no, Barbarella came to the past or something, or to another world, and she didn't know how to make love. The way that they made love, I think, was like through mind, and he showed her how to make love through emotion. That's how we're going to be. We're not going to have those emotions with music. Sorry, I had to bring up Barbarella because I love that movie. but it's kind of like to that point where in the future, they had no emotions about anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe we'll be like that.
It's like all of us going back to flip phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's technology. Once it's in there, we're like, oh, we don't want to go back 15 years.
Yeah. Well, this was a great topic, and we'll probably be discussing more about this in future episodes, because AI is not just music, but it goes through a whole spectrum, like we saw Nicole mentioned with the actor strike. So, yeah, we can bring this topic up. There's a lot of a lot of subjects we can hit on. But okay, so thank you once again to the Fret Sisters for getting together and discussing topics. We'll have a few more out, which is really cool. And we'll see you guys soon.
Later, y'all.
Bye.
Hi, this is Karen Smith, one of the founders of the online community for ladies who play stringed instruments, as well as women in the music industry, Fret Sisters. We host a weekly podcast on Anchor. If interested in interview, contact us through Facebook at Fret Sisters and send us your videos on Instagram or YouTube. We look forward to hearing from you.